I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and here is your faith for today. Our title is Thank God for His Grace. Our scripture is Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, reading from the New International Version today. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. Grace, a simple word, yet it holds the weight of heaven. It is the reason we are here today, not because we earned it, not because we deserve it, but because God, in His loving kindness, looked at broken humanity and said, I still choose you. Today we pause not just to reflect, but to give thanks, to offer a heartfelt, humble thank you, God, for His amazing grace. Point one, grace is a gift, not a transaction. Paul reminds us in Ephesians that grace is not something we earn. It's not wages for work done. It is a gift, freely given. Think about that. The Creator of the universe has given us salvation, forgiveness, and eternal life simply because He loves us. We live in a world that teaches us to hustle for everything, but grace interrupts the grind and says, rest. You are already loved. You are already chosen. What a reason to be grateful. Good time to stop and say, thank you, Lord, for grace we could never afford, yet you freely gave. Point two, grace covers our past and fuels our future. God's grace doesn't just wipe away our past. It empowers our future. It's not just a pardon, it's a power. The same grace that forgave Peter after his denial is the grace that turned him into a bold preacher. The same grace that met Paul on the road to Damascus is the grace that gave him purpose and mission. If you are feeling weighed down by guilt, regret, or shame today, let grace lift you. Let it remind you that you are not defined by your worst day, but by His best gift. Time to say thank you, God, for the grace that rewrites stories. Point three, grace teaches us to show grace. When we truly understand grace, we can't help but extend it. Grace humbles us, softens us, and makes us conduits of God's love to others. The world needs more grace givers, people who forgive quickly, love deeply, and serve selflessly. We thank God not only for what His grace does in us, but what His grace can do through us. Lord, thank you for your grace that transforms us into agents of your love. Let's wrap it up. Living a life of gratitude. We don't just say thank you with words, we live thank you with our lives. Every act of kindness, every prayer whispered in faith, every moment surrendered in worship is a thank you note to heaven. Let our gratitude be more than words, let it be a lifestyle. God, thank you for your grace. Thank you for loving us when we were unlovable, for saving us when we could not save ourselves, for walking with us every day in mercy and truth. May we never take your grace for granted. May we live in a way that reflects the depth of your love. And may we always give you thanks, not just with our lips, but with our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I'm Jason Brown, pastor without a pulpit. And this was your faith for today.